Welcome to your go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming.
Wait for it.
Anime.
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.
Welcome back to the Wait For It Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Mr. Eric Almighty, and we have a very special episode of our series called Intro to Anime to celebrate reaching our 15th installment of this series, alongside another successful year at Bold Matsuri, a local anime convention here in Jacksonville, Florida. We wanted to do something a little bit different for this one. After getting another opportunity to host some of the panels, the all-ages cosplay contest, and even get a table to promote the next event in Ocala next year, Brick City Anime Festival, we took the time to meet many of you in person, and even had some of you record your thoughts on how you enjoyed the event, what anime made you into the fan that you are today, and of course, we had to capture some anime hot takes. Now, full disclosure, the majority of this episode was recorded in a live environment, so you're going to hear some difference in audio quality compared to our normal episodes, but I'm actually quite impressed with that we got as much as we did with pretty good quality, at least I think. With that being said, this episode is titled Intro to Anime. So, for all the amazing people we talked to at our booth, what anime made you into the fan that you are today?
Probably Soul Eater.
Okay.
If we're talking about anime.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about manga, it's a really old one called Hiramon. That I read at my middle school library.
Okay.
And then after that, I started watching Soul Eater. And then I think it was Soul Eater and then Attack on Titan when I was like 12, which 12-year-olds should not watch Attack on Titan.
No.
But,
not at all.
You know, it was definitely Soul Eater because I watched like Watch Mojo videos and I saw that on a list. I don't remember which list it was. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll check that out. And then I pretty much just started watching as many anime and reading as many manga as I could from there.
A Fairy Tale. Like, I first got into it, I was like, this is going to be like this one anime I'm going to watch. And I ended up watching a whole lot of anime because of it.
And then the anime that shaped me into the fan I am today is Orin High School Host Club, because before I watched that, I actually hated anime so much. I didn't even want to give it a chance. And I watched it, and now I like anime. So, yeah, thank you, Orin High.
The anime that shaped me into the fan I am now, I think would have to be Attack on Titan, because that was also the first cosplay piece I got. My dad got me, like, all the jackets from all the different legions. And I still have them. It's a very memorable thing, and I love the series as a whole.
Oh, man. Lupin the Third. That was the first anime I discovered that I really remember thinking, okay, this is not just shonen, this is not just fighting, this isn't just Dragon Ball. This is something really clever and funny. And it's an old anime, too, and I really liked it.
Okay, so I think the anime that shaped me into the fan is probably Your Lie in April, because that one, like, broke my heart, but it made me, like, want to watch so much more anime and express more emotions and feelings.
What about an anime that shaped you as the fan you are now? Is there one that really stands out?
In terms of a fan,
I just got drive-by by a pirate. That's fucking great. So, I don't really have a definitive anime as a fan. I have a couple, like, it's always going to be a top 10. You always can't nail it on one because you're as a person, you grow older and you find new taste. Because, I mean, it could go from like, oh, I like Elfin Lied because of how gory it was and the story was sad and it hurt me. And then you can go to Trigun Vast Stampede. Oh, this is badass. The story hurt me. It's these are just all examples, but because they're all just the ones that I gave, like, they have some sort of sad background to them. But, I mean, there are the happier ones. You know, like your feel-good shonen, so like One Piece and all that. So it's just, I like a good variety.
What's an anime that shaped you into the fan that you are now?
I would say Sailor Moon. It was the first anime that my mom got me started on, and since then, it took a life of its own.
The show that shaped me into an anime fan was Fairy Tail, definitely, because they're all about family and friends and protecting, like, the ones you love and, like, having that loyalty. So I really like that in a show, especially, like, in Demon Slayer 2.
Definitely Full Metal Alchemist. That was the thing that really roped me in. It was kind of, Soul Eater was, like, the first one that I watched, and it was, like, it was a good starter anime, and then when I found Full Metal Alchemist, it was all over from there.
High School DxD is the first anime that I've ever watched completely from first beginning, and probably, but for real, though, Dragon Ball Z is probably my favorite because it just Goku summons everything.
For me, it was Attack on Titan, since that was basically the first anime I ever watched. It's been my favorite basically ever since I watched it. But other ones have really done a good job, like My Hero, Hunter x Hunter. What else? Assassination Classroom is another really good one. So I'd say those are the ones that did it.
For me, I would probably say it was the first gen of Naruto, because that's what I grew up with. That, Bleach, Death Note, and One Piece.
Yeah, you're an old fan.
Alright, so I guess the question that I'm going to answer is what anime shaped you into the fan you are now? And that would be definitely Sailor Moon. I'm a big fan of the Magical Girl animes. Sailor Moon was one of my first animes, and I love it.
Holy moly. My first anime was My Hero Academia. I keep wanting to say Macadamia Nut. I'm sorry, Academia. And it got me into cosplay. It got me into the fandom, which brought me into more animes, more smaller animes, and like stuff like Fruit Basket and Silent Voice, more emotional ones. And that has made me kind of like step out of this kind of really sheltered person into more like, oh, I should probably like give into my feelings a little bit more so I don't turn into that. Yeah.
Anime that I watched, the first anime that I watched without knowing was anime was Grave of the Fireflies, emotionally destroying. Now, after being conscious of, okay, this is anime, Ouran High School Host Club and Hunter x Hunter. Through Hunter x Hunter, I developed my love of shonen. Through Ouran High School Host Club, shoujo. Oh, where was I? Right. And through shonen, I ended up liking mystery, like, you know, Bungo Stray Dogs, Moriarty the Patriot. So I guess it's just an ongoing list, but the classics.
It's honestly pretty cool in editing to hear the turnout of people who shared their intro to anime. And seeing the turnout at the event was also really cool. There were a ton of great vendors at Bowl Matsuri, but if you were like me and didn't get to stop by each one, or you're listening to this episode and you don't live in Jacksonville, so you missed the event. Well, I'd like to take a moment to tell you guys about a great offer with a friend of the podcast, Joyanne. She's an extremely talented artist who sells prints, stickers, charms, and more. You want to grab a cool Pokemon print? Or maybe snag a sticker of your favorite anime character? Her unique design makes her work not only worth the time to look at, but to also add some items to your cart. We're going to make it easy for you. Exclusive to the listeners of the Wait For It podcast, head on over to joyannemg.com or just hit the link in the show notes and use code WAITFORIT15 to get 15% off anything in the shop. So, no pun intended, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and support a local artist while getting some really special merch. And you know, vendors weren't the only thing that was awesome about the event. So, we asked the people in attendance, what was your favorite thing about Bowl Matsuri?
Definitely the cosplayers, like, everyone's going all out, and I'm, like, really happy about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
My favorite part of Bold Matsuri so far is watching Princess Peach and Princess Daisy line dance to Cotton Eye Joe. It's kind of goofy, kind of funny. I took videos.
My favorite part of Bold Matsuri so far would probably be being able to hang out with my family. Like, this is my dad's first official con. And this is the first time my sister's been able to really dress up. She's dressed as Hello Kitty, and I was dressed as Tuxedo Sam earlier.
Meeting Ben Diskin and giving him the Funko Pop I made of Haida.
For Bulma series so far, I've been like seeing all the different people's cosplays, for sure. Definitely like seeing their creativity and their own twists and takes on how they assemble their costumes and how they present themselves, for sure.
Meeting Muriel, for sure.
The panels, meeting the Naruto panel was like the best part of today.
So my favorite part of Bold Matsuri would most likely be meeting the voice actors. They're all really nice. A lot of people say don't meet your heroes, but they're actually really, really nice about just anything. You just come up and say hi, and they're just like, hey, how you doing? You know, talk about your day.
Hi, my name is Jordan, and my favorite part of Bold Matsuri so far was meeting Jessia Liz, because she's one of my favorite cosplayers.
So my favorite part of the convention yesterday and today is definitely going to be the dance floor that they have going on over on the other side of the building. It is really good. Had a really good time.
I'd probably say just getting back into cosplay and meeting all the voice actors.
I guess seeing all the different cosplays, bit of a cliche answer, but so far this year it's definitely been the cosplays, and the fact that they included a dance floor, it definitely brings up the hype and energy levels, and with that, everyone gets all excited, if not incredibly hot and sweaty.
For me, I'd say it's just meeting a whole bunch of new people here. Because you meet a lot of amazing people here, people who are into the same stuff that you are. So, yeah, I'd say that's my favorite part of Bold right now.
The little rhythmic tap games that we get to do in the game hall so far.
You know, guys, on behalf of me and Phil here at the Wait For It podcast, we've got to say that doing some of these conventions this year especially have been some of the most special moments of our lives, let alone the podcast. And we truly appreciate each and every one of you for not only stopping by, but letting us know that you enjoy the content that we put out. And I'm super excited to see how many of you enjoyed your experience at Bold Matsuri. But we've got a busy year ahead of us, guys. We're going to be heading to Ocala Comic Con to have a table to promote Brick City Anime, two events that are happening in Ocala. And of course, Bold Matsuri will be returning next year. Make sure to check the links in the show notes for each of these events that we're going to be at. And definitely make sure to get your tickets as early as possible. You're not going to want to miss the fun stuff they've got planned. But we have reached our final segment of the episode, and that is going to be, what is one anime hot take that you have? This could be a show that everyone else likes that you hate, or it could just be something that you like that no one else does. What's your anime hot take?
I don't really like Sasuke Uchiha.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, a lot of people are like, he gets better. No, he doesn't. In the last 5 minutes of the last episode of Naruto, but like, he didn't learn anything that Itachi was trying to teach him, like, at all. Like, Itachi was like, I did this so you don't have to, and he was like, I'm gonna do it again. Like, it's just, like, yeah.
And a hot take I have about anime is Sailor Moon would totally beat Goku.
Ouran High School Host Club aged like milk, and Maid-sama is 20 times better.
So the one thing I do not like, for a fact, is that those who frown upon anime without giving it a solid chance, without finding a genre, without finding something that they actually appreciate, just like from a regular sitcom, kind of irritates me because they're not being open-minded about the idea. It's just like those who are picky eaters. I'm so sorry that at an early age you did not get the opportunity or the chance to. Granted, I mean, everyone's situation is different. Having the opportunity to actually try this out, by all means, like, it's hard to find something you like when there's like an entire tsunami coming at you of like different aspects, different cultures, different like walks all together in terms of anime and the actual culture around the art style and like how it is.
So I don't like One Piece.
Oh no.
I'm sorry.
How many episodes have you watched of One Piece?
Three.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's watched 3 episodes of One Piece and does not like it.
I understand.
It's too much. It's so long and it's still ongoing.
When did you start?
A long time ago. And I just never went back.
My one hot take on a show is called Yotsura no Saga or something like that. Yotsuba no Sora. The only reason I do not like that show is I didn't find this out until like the end of the show after I watched all the episodes. Is that there's incest in the show. That is the one show I would not recommend to no one because it hits you out of nowhere. Like, literally, it happened at the end, the last, like, 1-2 episodes where he just, like, starts making out with his sister because his sister confessed her love to the brother. And I don't know what was going on, but they ran away together and lived their life together. I was like, no.
I feel like most people feel like they only can watch like one genre of anime, and it's like stereotypical that people can only be into either shonen or shoujo. So I feel like it's good to diversify the types of anime that you're into.
I'd say for Dragon Ball, I don't really see the hype around it. Might get hate about that, but
I'd probably say Dragon Ball Z too. I mean, I did grow up with it. I do love the games, but the anime is just kind of like, it's not my thing.
Okay, I say that BNHA was my first anime. That is true. It is not my favorite one. I think it's actually quite overrated. Just a little bit, and the fandom's gone a little bit to crap. So that's my hot take on some animes.
Okay, Kaguya-sama, Love is War, overrated. 6 episodes. The 6 episodes were amazing, incredible. After that, it's too drawn out. It just went over the top. And I was excited. I was hyped, man. I wasn't even here for Chica.
My heart is shattered.
I just killed you.
You did hurt me. It's like one of my favorite shows.
I'm sorry.
You know, to the person who had that last hot take, you're wrong. You are wrong, and I will stand by it. I put that last on purpose. You should be watching Kaguya-sama Love is War. It's a fantastic series. And if you want to hear more anime content on the podcast, not only do we have 14 past installments of Intro to Anime, the most recent one with another great artist called Ivan Patch. Check that out in the show notes, or get started by searching for us wherever you're currently listening to podcasts and hitting play on Intro to Anime. And you can find our podcast basically everywhere. That's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Amazon Music, you name it, we're likely there. If you love anime, you'd also love our series called Why You Should Watch Blank in Less Than 10 Minutes, where I recommend shows just like Kaguya-sama and try to convince you why you should watch them in a very short amount of time. If you don't like my opinion, or you want to recommend a show for me to watch and potentially review in that series, you can hit us up on social media on Facebook and Instagram at @WayForItPodcast, on Twitter at @WayForItPod. And you don't need to meet us at a convention for you to get an audio clip to us. If you'd like to go ahead and be featured on any future episode of the podcast, you want to give us your thoughts outside of social media, but be featured on our episodes, feel free to check the link in the show notes again for our SpeakPipe link, where you can record up to 90 seconds, even from your phone. Just press send and we'll get it. So if you're interested, we would love to hear from you guys even further than this episode. And if this is your first time joining us here on the Wait For It podcast, thank you so much for choosing to press play. We've got something here for everyone. In addition to our anime content, guys, we've got a lot of stuff to look forward to. In addition to our series called Up High Down Low, where we're going to be ranking our favorite and least favorite Disney villains, The Game Room Where It Happens, where my co-host Phil is going to go over one of his favorite games of all time, Horizon Zero Dawn. We both recently reviewed Camp Cretaceous, so if you're in the Jurassic World fandom, that's an episode you do not want to miss. And this is an exciting time to be joining us, because we also introduced a new series on the podcast called Late to the Party, where we're going to jump into different franchises and movies that we are, frankly, quite late to. And the first one on the docket is Paddington 1 and 2. And boy, should you be watching those movies. We truly appreciate all the support that you guys have given us. Cannot thank you enough. But this is the end of our episode. My name is Mr. Eric Almighty, and please don't forget, we release new episodes every Monday and Wednesday with bonus content on our YouTube page. And all you gotta do is wait for it.
So, I heard you're looking for a go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming?
Wait for it.
Anime?
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It podcast.